This is our number two.
It's time for the fastest 15 minutes in the news. This is Dory's Fastest 15.
It is a world of news in a tidy little 15-minute package just for you. Welcome to our Fastest 15. Wait until you hear what Jay Inslee in the state of Washington are doing to Bob the Barber up in Snohomish. The man who's been on our show several times, who was cutting hair in defiance of the close down, the economic shutdown that Jay Inslee ordered. And the reason is Bob's 79 years old, a Marine, and his daughter's a brain tumor. And the man needed to make some money as he continues to help care for his daughter. So he opened up his barbershop. Wait until you hear the fury and vengeance that Jay Inslee is unleashing on a barber up in Snohomish County. We're going to talk to him coming up at 1:30, right after the news. And I got a comment on the newscast, too. That's Susie Levine soundbite that I just heard. Oh, we're finally at 100% after months and months and months of unemployed people not getting their benefits because of the sheer incompetency of Susie Levine at Employment Security and Jay Inslee, who the buck stops with him. They sent 650 million of our dollars to Nigerian scammers. The Nigerians got paid. The unemployed in our state did not, by our state unemployment office. But then this glee, oh, we're at 100%. No, you're not. Do you know how much you have screwed over so many people in this state? This weekend, my wife and I, my wife spent so much time on the phone because one of those Nigerian scammers who got our information because of your security breach, we received a debit card in the mail from U.S. Bank. We don't bank with U.S. Bank. Call this number to activate your debit card. It would have allowed the Nigerians, we are told, access to our funds. And so, while there are still thousands of us in the state who are dealing with the fraud, with stealing our identity, and it's Susie Levine and Jay Inslee who have turned all of these lives upside down. We're probably up to 20 hours of trying to deal. I mean, stealing 20 hours, a half a work week of our lives, having to deal with identity fraud that came about because of incompetency at the Washington State Unemployment Office. And then I hear Susie Levine, we're at 100%. Unbelievable. As tone deaf as they come. Got the job because she's a Democratic bundler, has just wreaked havoc on the lives of the unemployed and enriched Nigerian scammers to the tune of more than half a billion dollars. Not accusing Susie Levine of anything, but I still want to know if that's an inside job. And the whistleblower that comes on our show, Lynn Brewer, who used to be an Enron exec and was a whistleblower at Enron, I don't know if you heard me talk to her last week, but she's trying to get all the communications between Jay Inslee and Susie Levine regarding all of this. And they now say they cannot provide any of those documents. The law says they will be provided in a timely manner. Now they're telling our whistleblower that they can't provide any of the documents until December, after the election. I wonder what that's all about. Okay, let me get into the Fast 15 here. Nicole, what a weekend you had. I was following your picks on Twitter, and you were texting me picks. You looked like you had a great, just soul-nourishing, refreshing weekend.
It really was. We were out on the water, and it was like we were all in agreement that our stress just melted away, and we didn't worry about anything else. We were just worrying about the fish, and that was it. It was great.
Yeah. It is great. And you had quite a catch.
I did have a catch. It was, it took me a lot of work to reel this thing in, but it ended up being about, I think the estimate was about 18 to 20 pound king salmon. Unfortunately, it was on Saturday and king salmon ended on Friday. But yeah, of course, that's pretty typical for something I would do. But it was quite the beast to reel in. And I'm pretty,
how long did it take you?
Happy that I did it. I don't know. It's probably only like 5 minutes, but he came up. We saw him next to the boat, and you kind of get that wave of relief. And then king salmon, when they see light, they just go straight down. So he went straight back down, pulled out the line quite a bit. And so I had to reel him in all over again. And it was quite the battle.
It's exhausting, too.
It is so exhausting. All of my muscles were quivering for the rest of the day. And I mean, we reeled in a lot of fish. So I actually am a little bit sore, but there are so many regulations. I mean, you can only keep the farmed coho. We couldn't keep anything else. So we just kept reeling in kings, even though kings closed the day before. We got one farmed coho that we could keep, and that was about it.
Oh, man.
But it was really fun to keep busy, keep reeling them in. That was fun. I don't know. Normally, I'm just sitting there waiting for them to bite, and this was exciting.
Yeah. Now, that sounds really fun. I kind of had a similar experience this weekend.
Oh, really?
I was out mowing yesterday morning, and I noticed I have three new molehills. Oh. In my yard. And you know that I love catching the moles. And I used to have these scissor traps, which I had a guy come out and teach me. You dig down in the hole, and then you find out what way the tunnel goes. And then that tells you how to set the trap. So it's parallel with the tunnel run. And I got pretty good at catching moles. Now, I don't know if those are legal, so I will tell you that I did all of this more than 7 years ago was when I was catching and killing moles myself. But anyway, it's 2020 now, so I called some community-based counselors to come over to the house just to see if they can convince the moles to leave now. So I'm trying to be very sensitive to the times that we're in.
You know what worked for my parents? They called some of those counselors. I think they're called cats. And that worked for my parents.
Well, I've thought about getting... I've talked about this before. Somebody told me they have a feral cat program, like barn cats. And all you have to do is provide them a place to live, you know, like under your deck. They're not house cats. They'll live outside. And then, you know, I could even build it a little shelter and move the shelter close to where the molehills are, around the perimeter of the yard. But I'm not sure how Buddy would get along with a cat. I don't know if that would go well.
They get used to it. They make friends.
I don't know. Buddy almost caught a bunny in our backyard on Saturday night. We had friends over and did a socially distant fire pit thing, and Buddy and a bunny that was going after my wife's gladiolas, and they were in a standoff. And then I gave him the get him, bud, thinking the bunny's going to get away easily, right? No, the bunny tactically made a huge error. Instead of jumping the fence or going under the fence, the bunny darted toward us in the yard. So now it's in an open field, and Buddy is as fast as can be, and he lunged at it, and he got within, seriously, 2 or 3 inches with his one lunge, and then the bunny took off for the fence and got away. But it was, I know, I didn't actually want him to catch the bunny.
Well, see, he was waiting for your approval, and you gave it to him.
Well, I know it, but I didn't think the bunny would be that stupid. Must come up here from like Never mind. Okay. As I get into the Fast 15 here, I debuted a new feature on the big show last week when you were gone, when you were off gallivanting on one of your other ocean adventures. As you know that I don't have any sons. It's very, and
yes,
you know why we don't have, you know why we don't have any sons, correct?
Yes, because of you.
Because I do not have a Y chromosome in me.
Correct.
So with all of the tension in our society these days, last week, it was just all very spontaneous, I said that this would be a time where I would love to have a son. I mean, I think God made me to be the father of daughters because it suits me fantastically well. And I can't imagine being more blessed than I've been with my three daughters. But it'd be interesting to, since I didn't have a dad, it'd be interesting to groom a son in days like this. And so I did this thing on the show last week where I had a just kind of spontaneous conversation with my son, Johnny. And I thought, well, this might be kind of an interesting way to just do some life lessons and to learn about current event issues with me talking to my son, Johnny. And then, Sean, when I did that last week, I said, would you build an open and close for this? Did you ever do that?
I didn't. But somebody did.
Well, but wait. So I asked you if you'd build an open and close. Why wouldn't you build an open and close?
I guess I don't really remember you specifically asking me. And then I wasn't sure how serious you were about it.
Oh, it's very serious.
Oh.
And so one of our listeners takes the time to build an open and close. Tom, everybody would know him as Tom McCarthy, who was on just a great radio guy here in Seattle for many, many, many years. He heard me ask you about the open and close, Sean, and he said, it didn't sound like Sean took you very seriously. So he took the time to make me an open and close for the segment. So wasn't that nice of Tom? That was just very sweet of him, I think. So anyway, with no further ado, let me present the latest edition of Home with the Monsons.
It's time for Home with the Monsons with Daddy Dory and his son, Johnny.
Dad, why are there so many angry people marching and yelling in the street?
Well, son, those are peaceful protesters. They want a better world for all of us.
But, Dad, if they're peaceful, why do they commit arson and throw improvised explosive devices at police and beat innocent people until they have to be taken to the hospital?
Well, Johnny, after they're through beating and burning and terrorizing all of us, they say they're going to create a wonderful, peaceful society for all, where government will take care of everyone. We'll all get exactly the same. Government will give us our housing, our food, our health care, everything.
Will people who work the hardest get more than the people who don't work at all?
No, Johnny. The laziest people will get the exact same as the hardest working.
Wait, Dad, that's Marxism. You've always taught me to work hard, to outwork my competition, that life is a meritocracy. Does that still apply in 2020?
It sure does, Johnny. I just wanted you to understand what these people are all about. I didn't say it's right. And you're right, Johnny. The name for these people is Marxists.
I have another name for them, Dad.
What's that?
Losers!
Oh, Johnny, enough of this. Now finish your strawberry shortcake and get to bed.
Good night, Dad.
Join us next time when we go home with the Monsons.
What did you think of our new feature, Nicole?
I think that we might be able to hire some sort of voice actor for the role of the Johnny.
What? What do you mean?
That's I'm not a big fan of the baby talk.
What do you mean? I hired the 6-year-old neighbor boy to come in and do the part of Johnny.
Oh, that was him? I might, yeah, those I might do some more auditions.
Mm-hmm. What was wrong with him?
Open call.
Oliver, I don't know why my producer's insulting you like this.
It's okay, Dory. I'm used to it.
Don't you call me daddy even when we're off the air?
No, that'd be creepy.
All right, you scamper on home now, Oliver. Jeez, you heard his... Oh, he's crying now, Nicole.
Yeah, he's fine.
What's the matter with you? That's mean. I don't know what... I don't even recognize you anymore. Crying out loud. Okay. Let's see here. Should I get into the fastest 15 now?
Well, we've got 2 minutes, you know.
Oh, no, because I want to... I have a great feature for the end of the hour, and I want to make sure I have enough time for that. So that is your fastest 15.
This has been the fastest 15 minutes in the news. Fast. Dory's fastest 15.
You give us 15 minutes. Oh, Oliver, you're back. Hey, you want to finish this with me? You give us 15 minutes, and we'll give you
the world.
Nice job, Oliver. See ya.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to check the news for you. And then Bob the Barber up in Snohomish is going to join us. Wait until you hear what Jay Inslee and the state of Washington are trying to do to this, or they're doing to this man. It's going to make you sick. It's coming up next here on the Dory Monson Show. Well, a month or two ago, we had on our show several times a barber up in Snohomish, Bob Martin, Bob the Barber. He owns the Stag Barbershop in Snohomish. And he said that he was going to open and keep cutting hair in defiance of the governor's orders that businesses like his must be closed. And now we're seeing the length that Jay Inslee and the state of Washington will go to exact revenge against not just Bob, but any of us who dare not toe the line. As Bob Martin has just been told that he must pay a fine of $90,000 to the state of Washington. And barber Bob Martin joins us once again here on the Dory Monson Show. Bob, sir, it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Yes, sir. Well, thanks for calling. There's sure a lot of interest in this whole thing, but it isn't about haircuts. It's about our Constitution. And everybody that's been into the shop to see me, some of them donated some money to help for this cause, and they realize that it is about our Constitution. They're taking our rights away from us. I had a woman come in, and she ended up working for the Herald. And she wanted to know how come I wasn't going along with the COVID crap.
Yeah.
I call it a cornhole disease because we all got screwed by the whole thing. I said, you know what? If you're looking for sympathy, you're going to find it in the dictionary between shit and syphilis. I'm not in favor of anything that you're doing or anything that I call it Farsi. Dr. Farsi has trying to do along with Gates. And it's not right for us what's going on. And I have to stand up for this thing because nobody else seems to step up to the plate. There's a lot of people that are behind.
Okay, before I get deeper into that with you, Bob, just in case people don't know your story, if they didn't hear when you were on with us a couple of months ago, you're a Marine. You started cutting hair in the Marine back around 1960. You employ a couple of vets in your shop as hair cutters who have families, and they need to feed their families, and they were getting crushed by this economic shutdown. And you just made a decision, and you essentially said, look, if you don't want to come in, get your hair cut, don't do it. But I'm going to be open, and I'm going to be here for people who need a haircut and want to support our business. And so that essentially was the thinking behind you saying you were going to defy Jay Inslee on all of this, correct?
That is correct. And I stayed closed for 5 weeks, and I had to use my Social Security check to pay for the rent. That only covered half of the overhead. And the man that works with me is another veteran. He's Arnie. And his best friend died right in his arms over there in the sandbox. Mm-hmm. And he's taking care of, or at least one of his friends, the friend that got killed, has a boy that was 3 years old at the time, and now he's like, I don't know, 16 or 17 years old. He's like a surrogate father to him now. And the other boy is he was a veteran as well, and he ended up having issues with passing out. He had brain problems going on.
Okay.
So we talked about going to barber school so that he could, if he has a problem here with any seizures, we could take care of him. So he's in there. So there's three veterans, and we all have families. Everybody has got two kids apiece. I'm taking care of my daughter who has a brain tumor, and she's not employed. I'm helping my grandson who's in the Army now pay off his college loan. We need to work. We all need to work, and we all have a story. And when I saw that they were paying doctors a lot of money to claim that the people were dying of COVID, when actually it was just a farce, I decided to open back up again. My sheriff said he wasn't going to arrest anybody if they went against the governor's orders.
Right.
And I think we're getting inundated with a bunch of BS, and I'm not going to put up with this crap because it's just wrong. And I'm not going to sit back and let them rub this stuff in our face. It's just wrong. And
well, now your sheriff has said that he wouldn't close you down, but it's now obvious that Jay Inslee and I guess Bob Ferguson, they don't want to just close you down. They want to destroy you. So they're fining you $90,000. Are you going to have to pay that fine?
No, absolutely not. I have my U.S. Constitution, and the good Lord's looking after me. I'm not worried about anything else. They're not going to get a dime out of me, and we're going to rub their face in it in the courtroom. So you'll see more of this happening down the road. We're filing against, again, mass tort claim against Bill Gates and Ferguson and Inslee. And I'm sure that'll hit the paper. If the paper, in fact, wants to say anything bad about their people, they may not want to have that out in the public. But you know, I have a counsel here, he's a constitutional attorney, lawyer out of Texas. And as we're talking here, he's sitting at the table typing up these new tort claims already. So,
okay. And I mean, what I've found incredible about this from the very beginning, and the reason why I've supported you from the very beginning, Bob, is we have politicians who defy laws every single day. We have a King County prosecutor who has legalized heroin and meth in King County, which is unbelievable to me. We have Jay Inslee, who has decided to ignore laws about illegals and created a sanctuary state. Politicians pick and choose laws to follow and ignore on a daily basis. And yet, when a citizen like you, who has served our nation, when you say, well, I'm not going to ignore that law because I need to take care of my daughter with a brain tumor, they want to destroy you. You fought for this country. You fought for freedom, Bob. So what's your view of Jay Inslee when he says that he wants to just financially wipe you out now?
We're going to have fun with this. I don't mind a fight. I was in the Marine Corps, and I've got good counsel here. We'll take care of them. We'll beat them with the laws that we all live by or can live by. A lot of people don't understand how powerful our Constitution is, but they're going to find out. I mean, it's powerful enough to work. A lot of people don't understand. You don't even need a driver's license. Did you know that? You don't have to show a driver's license unless you're engaged in commerce. That's just one little example of what the Constitution's about.
What happens if you lose? I mean, and I hope you win, but what happens if you lose and the court says that you have to pay $90,000?
We cannot lose. We will not lose. Trust me, we will not lose. We've got our Constitution. If the Constitution means anything at all, we're not going to lose. We're going to rub their face in it.
The laws are there
to protect us.
And not, I agree.
Not to injure us.
So I absolutely agree. But we've suspended the Constitution in many ways because of this health crisis. I mean, gathering in church is protected by the U.S. Constitution in the First Amendment, but they have suspended that because of the health crisis. And Jay Inslee's claim is that because of coronavirus, that he has some public health edicts that trump the Constitution.
Nothing trumps the Constitution. They have no authority to do what they're doing. Absolutely zero authority.
And it was even stated in the Wetlands
Act. It was stated in the Wetlands Act.
1990.
Okay. This is your counsel that I'm hearing in the background there, Bob. Okay.
Yes, sir.
And then just finally, Bob, you have become such a polarizing figure and a target of those on the left. I had a bunch of people who, after I've had you on in the past, who have said that, you're making matters worse. You might be spreading coronavirus because you were cutting hair there. What do you say to all of your critics?
Well, there's no evidence anywhere. Prove it. Prove to me what I've done. You know, we're starting a new thing called Welcome to the Revolution. And this is a revolution. We're at war right now. And we're not going to let anybody win. We've got the Constitution.
We're at war against who? Who's the enemy?
Who's the enemy? Well,
enemy is government.
Yeah.
Look, Bob, we're going to keep following this with great interest. I think it's outrageous. So I'm guessing right now, because I was thinking, what can we do, my radio show, to help you out? You don't want people to pay your fine, it sounds like. You want to beat this fine.
I beat this fine. I don't want anybody to pay anything. I want to beat them and rub their nose in it.
Okay. All right. Hey, Bob, we're going to stay in touch with you throughout the process. I want to know how this goes. You know, you have an ally and a friend in me and most of my listeners who appreciate somebody who's standing up for themselves here.
Well, thanks, Dory. Everybody should be standing up for this because it's about our Constitution. It's not about me. It's about our Constitution. And just hang on just a second here. Says no one is bound to obey an unconstitutional law, and no courts are bound to enforce it.
Amen, brother. Amen. Bob, keep up the good fight, and we'll stay in touch, okay?
All right, thanks, Corey.
Okay, always a pleasure. But Barber Bob Martin, the Stag Barbershop up in Snohomish, love to hear your thoughts. You can text me at 98973. That's 98973, and we have lots more still to come here on the Dory Monson Show. You know, I'm getting an awful lot of time, or an awful lot of response to the time I spent with Bob the Barber in the last segment. And it's very interesting because I think there are a few issues that expose hypocrisy in people as well as this one does. Because Bob certainly has a lot of detractors. He has a lot of fans among my listeners. He also has a lot of detractors. Among my listeners, from the 206, Dory the Barber, who is a Marine, is way off base. His opinions, how dare he openly defy a mandate when others have to follow rules? The Constitution has nothing to do with this. That's an interesting line to write. The Constitution has nothing to do with this. Okay, I'm going to finish the text, then let me break this down for you. The Constitution has nothing to do with this. We are in a pandemic, and he won't even wear a mask or make his customers wear a mask. By the way, I disagree with politicians who won't follow laws, too. I'm sorry he has family with illnesses, but we do, too. He says he was not afraid as a Marine. Okay, and then this person calls him shameful. Let me go back to that one line. The Constitution has nothing to do with this. I hope the person who sent that is still listening. The Constitution has to do with every element of our lives. The Constitution is why we live in the country in which we do, which is the greatest country in the history of mankind. And there's this wonderful effort by the peaceful arsonists to eliminate our past, to deny our history, to pick and choose. First Amendment, I like it for me, but I don't like it for Monson. Second Amendment, hate it. No Second Amendment. By the way, Inslee can ban all of us from going to church, which is a guaranteed First Amendment freedom. And the far left cheers. Yes, Jay, save us from the pandemic. Can you imagine if Donald Trump, Jay Inslee, is suspending the First Amendment of the Constitution because of a pandemic? Can you imagine if Donald Trump, well, I can, because it happened last week when he asked the question, should we delay the election because of the pandemic? The election is the 20th Amendment, which defines the term and when office begins for a new president, and when it ends for the outgoing president. That's all in the Constitution. If you are cool with Jay Inslee saying the First Amendment protection of people gathering at church can be suspended in a pandemic, are you equally cool if Donald Trump suspends the 20th Amendment because of the pandemic? And if, I mean, by the way, I don't think the election should be postponed, and I don't think Jay Inslee should be violating our First Amendment rights. But I'm consistent. I'm like one of the few consistent people in this kind of work. I'm a constitutionalist. And so if you are fine with Jay Inslee saying First Amendment doesn't matter, but you go bat crazy when Donald Trump suggests the 20th Amendment doesn't matter for the same reason, health pandemic, you are a hypocrite. And the big lead of two is coming up. Oh, a cancel culture update next.